At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Cowboys have a bye week. Tim Kalishaw never does. Dallas Morning News columnist and star of Around the Horn. And he joins us on the program. Wow. We got good things to talk about, don't we?
Oh, my. This is unusual. This is unusual for us.
Last time morale was this high in Dallas was?
Oh, well, 2016, the 11-game winning streak, Dak and Zeke as rookies. The sky was the limit. They had found their future. And here we are 5 years later waiting for this team to capitalize on Dak and Zeke being here. They kind of got sideways for a few years and didn't really take advantage of it. But the excitement around that team this year, while Dak and Zeke are obviously still here, that Diggs that you already mentioned, CeeDee Lamb, the younger players are what make people think, even Randy Gregory to an extent, make people think, wow, there are some different stars here and maybe this will be different.
What are your concerns?
Well, it starts with the head coach.
Yes,
which
it
is
does.
Kind of unfair. You know, and I've been maybe overly harsh on him here. And some of the things people got on him for yesterday didn't really bother me. It made sense to kick the field goal that he missed. Zerline missed. He went for it early, 4th and 1 at their own, 35? That's unconventional, but we've been screaming for coaches to pay attention to these analytics and say, if you've got a good offense and they have a great one, you can make a yard. You shouldn't punt the ball away. And they didn't make the yard, and so it didn't look good. And that kind of energized the Patriots. What they scored 3 plays after that? Josh McDaniels called his best 3 plays he had, and they're running tricks, and next thing they're in the end zone. And, you know, that kind of kept them afloat for the day. But McCarthy is a concern, I think. And, the defense is still, although they're making the interceptions in some of the plays, and yesterday, they're not playing against a great offense. They still give up stuff. I mean, look at the play they gave up to almost lose the game. So you gotta still be a little leery of that.
Yeah, I'm with you with McCarthy. I didn't think they should have gone for it on the 4th down in their own territory. I would have gone for the 4th down when they needed a yard late in the game. He calls a timeout that helped the Patriots.
His misunderstanding of the clock continues to baffle all of us. You call a timeout if you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
He called a timeout and kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
So then you're giving the team time. Now, the Patriots didn't happen to do anything with it, but the clock management has been an ongoing thing. The thing about the fourth and one early that you can say, look, you don't need to take that risk. You're a much better team than New England. Don't give them the ball at your own 34.
Yep.
And I just think they're a little cocky, and they think we're going to drive down here and score a touchdown, and it bit them.
Yeah. In that offensive line, there were holes that were unbelievable. That's why I thought you can get a yard against this New England defense that and keep the clock going. It just surprised me.
Yeah. They had run Zeke on third and one. And look, it looks like Zeke's going to get it. And somebody comes in and blasts him, and he's got the ball in his back arm. They made little mistakes. You know, they outgained the Patriots by more than 230 yards. That was a weird game to watch, to say, how do they not have this game put away? And then obviously they almost lost it.
Penalties.
Yeah, it was a sloppy game. They got a bye week coming up. I'm sure the players are thinking about that. Let's get an easy win over the Patriots and go have a few days off. And so they didn't play their best, but they did. CeeDee Lamb was there when they needed him. And so they're 5-1.
You start to look at that division and look at it, not long term, but at least in the next 3 years. You know, the Giants are going to be in a rebuild. They're going to need a new quarterback, maybe a new head coach on GM. Saquon Barkley won't be there. The Eagles are going to be in a rebuild. We're not sure about the Washington football team on and off the field. I mean, this is a great position, a great window for the next 3 years, you would think, for the Cowboys.
I was thinking about that this morning. They could be going against three different quarterbacks next year, as early as next year. The Eagles right now, they have like three picks in the top 10.
Yeah.
And so if they're not in full belief that Hurts is the answer, they're going to use one of those on a quarterback, you would think. Danny Dimes, I don't know. He looks okay. I don't know if I'm ready to pull the plug on him, but that's a mess of a team in New York. And Washington, you're right. They don't have their quarterback. They know that. They knew that when they brought in, Fitzmagic. So it's they're going to win the division. Cowboys are going to win the division by five games or six. And because they got four more games against those teams, you know, they got a shot at, you know, it used to be you play for the top two seeds. Now there's only one that gets the bye. And you're playing with Arizona, a team Dallas plays at home January 2nd. And you're competing with the Rams. You compete with the Bucs, a team the Cowboys lost to. That could still hurt them, but they're in that competition.
When did you realize, or when did the Cowboys realize they had something special in Trayvon Diggs?
I think they knew last year. I don't think they envisioned anything like this. I think he was just really sound, really solid right away. Like, I can start in this league. I can play. What do you need me to do? I'll be your best cornerback. And man, he just started making plays this year. And I thought it was funny that he got beat for the touchdown. You know, we've written all these things and said these things about Everson Walls and his first 2 years. He had 11 interceptions. That's the most in the last 40 years. And then he had seven in a strike season. There were only 12 games, maybe nine games. That was a short strike season, 1982. But Everson got beat a lot. Everson took a lot of chances. Diggs hasn't been beaten that often, but I thought, okay, this guy really is Everson Walls. He just ran one back for a touchdown. He just gave up a touchdown. This does remind me of 40 years ago.
Yeah, I remember Everson Walls would gamble, and then he would make a big play. Yeah. And they don't throw in your direction if you're Darrell Revis. If they think you're going to gamble and they can take advantage of that, they'll continue to throw in your direction.
There's a reason Walls is the only player who's led the league in interceptions three times, because they kept throwing at him.
Oh, morale is high. Look at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mavs, Hawks Thursday.
Yeah.
Luka and Trey, here we go.
Yeah.
MVP favorites?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what people said. That's what I was told. I was misinformed.
How about you? Texas Longhorn? Oh, no.
Oh, my alma mater? Oh. Rangers free agent?
No, I don't think so. By the way, I know you're doing a Zoom call, and those listening on radio don't realize that whatever the picture is behind you gives you devil's horns, and you should probably change that picture.
Okay, should I go over this?
You look like you're the devil. And I know better. Like the old you was the devil.
Before I came on, the gentleman kept going, slide a little more, right there.
So the big German, my director, did this. He set you up.
Yes.
Yeah, you have horns on.
It's appropriate. That's the way half your audience sees the Cowboys in that light. Half the fans love them. Half of them think this is hellacious, that the Cowboys are good again and they're going to be obnoxious again.
How's Jerry Jones been? Is Jerry even more confident, cocky?
He's been almost a little low key for him. Well, definitely low key for him. I think that means he thinks that they're pretty good, and he's not really. He's kind of just got his fingers crossed that things have looked like they'd be good in the recent past, and injuries or something have derailed this team. The catch in Green Bay, whatever. There's something that is. Gotten in his way, and I think he's starting to feel like, hey, maybe that 25-year NFC championship game drought, maybe they could end that this year.
Have you been in his suite before?
I have not. I have used to go to his office many times at Valley Ranch, but I have not been in that suite. I don't believe I have a standing invitation to go in there.
What if you went in to clean his glasses?
Yes, if I would offer to do that. I asked him about going for a ride on the boat one time. I called it the boat. I think he was offended I called it the boat, given that it looks like Logan Roy in Succession, something like that. 250 feet long, I think. And he said something about if I want to work on the boat, I might get the opportunity.
Yeah.
Swab the deck.
Yeah. Great to talk to you again, Tim. Are you on Around the Horn tonight?
I'm on today and tomorrow. That there's got to be win number 502 has to be around the corner.
500 gets you into the Hall of Fame, doesn't it?
500 does, and I think I've been in kind of a malaise since then. I haven't really put it together. I lost last week to Mina Kimes in a showdown. I lost to Sarah Spain. I'm not closing. I'm not finishing. I'm the Dodgers all of a sudden. I'm doing the wrong things at the end of the game all of a sudden.
Is anybody going to catch Woody Page on Around the Horn?
Well, he's got over 600. I would have to stay on for 7 more years. That's not in my plan, and I'm sure that's not in their plan.
Yeah. Woody is sort of Jerry Rice. You're Larry Fitzgerald.
I'll take that. I'm friends with Larry. I'll take that. I'll be the guy who grinds away, the guy who hands the ball to the ref. And after he scores a touchdown, just doing my job.
Of course you are. Thank you, Tim. Always great to catch up with you.
Of course you are.
Change the background there. Change your horns. It's not even Hook'em horns.
It isn't.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. weather gets a little bit warmer, all of a sudden the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Mina Kimes, NFL analyst for the Mothership, senior writer, podcast host, TV contributor, all-around good person. 4 Eastern on ESPN. You can watch NFL Live with her, with Dan Orlovsky, Marcus Spears, Laura Rutledge, Ryan Clark, and Keyshawn Johnson. And Mina Kimes joins us on the program. Mina, best team in the AFC is who right now?
The Buffalo Bills, unless something crazy happens tonight. I'm riding with Buffalo. It's complicated. There's so much parity around the NFL right now. But they look like the most complete team.
Well, I was wondering about the Ravens, of what they're doing, not having, you know, any running backs there, what they did against the Chargers. And I know we always have this referendum after every game. It feels like we know the team's either good or not. But where do the Ravens sort of fit in all of this?
I've got them second, and I'm so glad you asked about the Ravens in particular, because I just spent the morning rewatching their defense. That was by far the best game they've put together on that side of the ball. And, you know, they've struggled with some injuries. Obviously, losing Marcus Peters early in the season was brutal. In fact, they're one of the most injured teams in the league in terms of the players on IR. But you finally saw what a complete effort could look like. Really, they won in all three phases, beginning Deshaun Elliott back. The safety was huge. Dan, that might be the worst game I've ever seen Justin Herbert play as a pro, and I've watched all of them. And a lot of it had to do with the game plan put together by Wink Martindale, the Ravens defensive coordinator. I mean, he had no idea where the pressure was coming from on third down. And watching them, like, we know what Lamar can do, right? We know he can put the team on his back. But watching them yesterday against L.A., I felt like for the first time, this team can actually win a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I felt it. I feel it. Do you disagree? There's so much disbelief in your voice just now.
Oh, I don't know. I think sometimes it's, you know, it's like the declaration last week was Justin Herbert. I'd take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, where did that come from? Like, you know, we just, we had these statements sometimes and I just go, wow, that might come back and haunt you. You know, I think Lamar, what he's doing in as far as value goes, is right up there with Kyler Murray. He might not have the numbers, you know, the pretty numbers there, but, you know, I'm with you on that team, that coach, and what they did defensively was pretty impressive. But let me go back to Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Are you on that hill? Are you going to die on that hill?
No.
That Justin Herbert?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I didn't know that. I mean, I believe you when you say that's the hill people are dying on, because we're such prisoners of the moment and coming off of – it's just been such a wonky season with the Chiefs, and a lot of that doesn't have to do with Patrick Mahomes. Some of it does. He made a pretty boneheaded – maybe the most boneheaded mistake he's ever made yesterday. But you got to look at the body of work, right? I mean, part of the reason I'm so confident about Lamar and the Ravens is at this point the dude's been in the league for a few years, right? We had the MVP season that everyone seems to have collectively forgotten, where he was excellent throwing the ball. Whereas, again, you go on Herbert versus Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes, yes, he's had some ups and downs this year. Yes, the defense is terrible. Yes, he's made some weird interceptions and uncharacteristically, I guess, pressing-type throws. But you can't compare Herbert to him yet after such small sample size.
Five teams are 5-1 or better in the NFC. So Cards, Cowboys, Packers, Bucks, Rams. They went 5-0 in Week 6. They won their games by an average of 14 points per game. If we were going to rank these teams, because we always love rankings, give me 1 through 5 with those teams.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so, yeah, okay. There's 5 in the NFC? Oh, yeah, because the Rams. Okay. So are we ranking now or come January?
January.
Oh, God, you got me. Okay. So now everyone's going to get mad at me because I'm not going to have the Cardinals number one. They're obviously number one now. If you get to 6-0, I don't care how you got it. Greg Joseph's missed field goals and chaos and all of that and weird kick sixes. You're 6-0. However, I'm going to give you a rankings in January and you can come check back with me.
Okay.
I'm going Bucks number one.
All right.
I'm going Cardinals number two.
Are you
Cowboys
sure you
three.
Believe that? Do you believe that?
I just don't want people to yell at me. Okay, so here's the thing about the Cardinals. Let me tell you why I have Cardinals skepticism, even though I think Kyler Murray is playing out of it. He's in God mode. I was really hoping yesterday we would get to see this defense tested against a violent running game, because I believe that is the primary weakness of this team. Unfortunately, Cleveland rolls in with backup tackles and no Nick Chubb, so that hypothesis is not tested, and really you can kind of throw out the defensive performance to some degree. What Kyler did in offense still stands. I'm very, very intrigued by Cardinals-Packers in a couple of weeks, because I think that's going to be – I know the Cardinals blew the Rams out of the water. That's kind of a weird game that got away from the Rams early. But Packers, I think, you know, have the sort of running game that can give the Cardinals the business. And I still don't trust Cliff Kingsbury in terms of game management. I mean, incredible. They play pretty well without him, but I just don't trust him, particularly compared to some of the other coaches at the top of the NFC, non-Mike McCarthy division.
Are you all in on the Cowboys?
No, because of the aforementioned Mike McCarthy aspect, I am not. I think the Cowboys have the best offense in the NFL. I think they are a buzzsaw. I think they can beat you a million different ways. You see that, whether it was the run game the previous 2 weeks. Yesterday it was the pass because New England was so determined to stop the run. But I think this is a maybe above average defense. Now, that said, I don't think there's – we got more parity in the NFL this year than ever before. So there's no, you know, steamroller of a team that makes me question the Cowboys. I just don't think they're perfect. I don't think they're balanced to the degree that people seem to think they are.
I know the Rams won a scrimmage yesterday with the Giants, but I'm not sure. Like, what's the identity of this team?
Explosive offense, with a little bit of inconsistency sprinkled in for Matt Stafford, which you kind of see pop up as a reminder that, oh, yeah, he's still Matt Stafford. And then defensively, two of the best players of their generation and some weaknesses elsewhere throughout. Actually not too dissimilar from the Packers to that extent with Jaire Alexander out. But you are seeing a few holes in this Rams defense, granted not against the Giants, that the Cardinals really expose, where you can attack their linebackers and all of the DBs not named Jalen Ramsey.
Who will be the all-pro quarterback in the NFC this year? Brady, Stafford, Prescott, Murray, Rodgers, other?
I'm going Dak Prescott there. It's really, really hard since they're all in the same conference, as you just described, but it's funny because Dak's not my MVP. And when I say my MVP, I think of you the way that you do, Dan, where I'm looking at actual value to the team, which is why I'm rolling with Lamar. But I think Dak is not only playing at an extraordinarily high level, he's part of an offense in terms of the line, the skill players. By the way, Michael Gallup's going to come back at some point, and then a play caller that's going to ensure he has this level of success for the rest of the season.
Talking to Mina Kimes, the analyst, senior writer, podcast host, TV contributor for The Mothership. What was your Super Bowl pick, and do you want a do-over?
I think I had the Bucks Chiefs, really original, right? And right now, I'll go Bucks Bills.
Okay.
Have to do-over.
So that means the Bills will lose tonight.
If the Bills lose tonight, who's producing this? Can you go and delete the sort of the archives? And I mean, I'd be really shocked. And if they do lose tonight, by the way, the AFC is total chaos, right? I mean, we're all kind of coming out of last week saying, okay, this looks like an actual balanced team. We know what they can do on offense in terms of their firepower, but the defense was untested going into last week. They played a cupcake schedule. The pass rushes look great. We know how good the safeties are and Tre'Davious White. And suddenly, I think that those questions have evaporated. If they lose to the Titans, then I don't know what to believe anymore. My entire belief system will be thrown into question.
You tweeted this out last year, Tom Brady, 35th in passer rating when pressured. This year, he's second. How do you explain that?
Chaos, Bob. It's complicated because if it was just this year versus last year, I would say it's mostly scheme, comfort within the offense, right? And I think that does explain a lot of it. But as you guys remember, I'm sure, locally, Tom Brady also struggled against pressure in his final years in New England, too. Yeah. A lot of that had to do with the skill players and their inability to separate. I think that's an important part of explaining why. But the dude is playing the best football he's played in years at the moment, and it seems like a perfect storm of reasons ranging from scheme to the personnel around him to the man himself.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand why he would walk away, and the only thing I could think of was that he comes to the realization about missing out on things at home. Because other than that, it's not like he was fast enough to slow down. And if he still has a good arm, good protection, he likes the coach, likes the system, likes the weather, got some skill position players, why would Tom Brady walk away?
You know, I always thought Brady would walk away because he was tired of getting hit. Maybe that's a very normie way to look at it, where you kind of put yourself into the shoes of the man who's accomplished everything and feats that will probably never be matched, right? But I thought, man, you know, I'm younger than Tom Brady, but even me, if I stub my toe in the corner of the bed, the day is over. I'm watching him get hit in the pocket. I'm like, he don't want to do this anymore. And then the statistic you just read out loud, well, he's throwing pearls while he's getting hit this year. And that is different, Dan, from the previous 2 years. And Seth Wickersham, who I'm sure you've had on your show, he's got this new book on the past, right? He was telling me the other day that Brady practices taking sacks, which is true sicko behavior, explains the greatness. But watching him this year, even when he's getting hit, there's sort of like an elegance to it, an ability to rip off these throws that, again, makes me agree with you. I really don't understand why he'll walk away at this point, given not only the level of football he's playing, but the nature of it.
Good luck to your Bills tonight, Mina. Great to talk to you again.
Prayers up. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we get to Carson Palmer, wanted to play this for you and Carson. Here's Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, talking about Jared Goff after the loss to the Bengals.
I feel like he needs to step up more than he has. And I think he needs to help us, you know, just like everybody else. And I think he's gonna need to put a little bit of weight on his shoulders here, and it's time to step up, make some throws and do some things. And but he needs help.
Let's bring in Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback. How would you respond to that if you're Jared Goff when your coach says that after a loss?
Well, when Jared was a young quarterback and just kind of getting into the game and figuring things out like I was, you learn at a very young age playing this position that when you win, you're the hero. When you lose, you're the bum. And there's too much put on you when you win, and there's too much put on you when you lose. But I think the most important thing that he said it was at the very end when he said he needs help, because he needs help. I mean, they can't stop anybody on defense. Offensive line's been an issue. They don't really have many playmakers behind him in the running back position or outside of him at the wide receiver spot. So when you lose, things get heaped on you. But there's no doubt Jared Goff needs some help.
Have you ever been called out by your coach in a press conference?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. I mean, most times when you lose, they say the quarterback needs to play better. And obviously, I think Jared would be the first to tell you he needs to play better. But there's no doubt. I mean, with his skill set, he needs help. He needs playmakers around him because he doesn't have very many.
Explain to me, the Chargers got all this love last week, and then they go to Baltimore, and that was not an inspiring effort. Like, as much as we should compliment the Ravens, Lamar Jackson and their defense, but the Chargers, it felt like, okay, let's see what you got. National stage, and they did not produce. Why?
They're not quite there yet. They're not completely ready to be one of the premier teams in the AFC. They've got some really nice things about them. They got a good young quarterback. They got a Bosa brother down there on the defensive line. Derwin James is an animal on the back end, a defensive back. You know, at the end of the day, are you ready to, you know, all the hype you've been getting as a Charger, are you ready to go into Baltimore in one of the most hostile environments and put out and show out and prove that you deserve to be talked about as one of the better teams in the AFC? They answered that question for us. They went to Baltimore and got blown out. They're not quite there yet, but I'm not giving up on that team. I cannot wait to watch them. How they respond this week is really telling of what kind of team that is, what kind of leadership they have, and who their head coach is.
Cardinals go to Cleveland, a banged-up Cleveland team, but they dominated them. That doesn't feel like everybody's all in on the Cardinals yet. What do you think is the big reason why there's a holdout?
Well, it's the opposite of what we just said about the Chargers. Can you go into Baltimore and win? Well, can the Cardinals, a 4-0 team, go out east and go into Ohio and beat the Browns? And they beat them decisively. It wasn't close. I mean, I know that team was beat up, but the Cardinals have heard all that kind of West Coast bias. All the real teams are out there on the East Coast. They went into the East Coast, went into Ohio, and got a win that you know, they should have won. They were playing against a team that was beat up. The Cardinals were extremely healthy. So, I mean, it's the same thing we just said about the Chargers. If you're for real, Arizona, go to Ohio and leave no doubt on the field who the best team is. And they did that. They are for real. Everybody needs to respect that team. They're 5-0 for a reason. You know, they haven't started off against some weak teams. They beat some good teams, especially this last week. Going into Cleveland against a team you know is going to try to run the ball down your throat. They went in there. They looked really good, and they look like the best team in the league right now.
It feels like there's the NFC is top heavy. You got five teams that are at least 5-1. You got the Cardinals being undefeated. Dallas wins, put up big numbers, but they allowed New England to take them into overtime. What do you take away from Dallas's win?
A win is a win, yeah. Especially when you go into New England. I mean, yeah, we'd like to walk out with, you know, a 2 or 3 score lead, but a win is a win. The best team most of the time at the end of the day, especially when you go to overtime, finds a way to win. And I don't care if it was close. I don't care how many points they scored or how many points their defense gave up. Dallas is for real. They've got a really nice division for them. They're sitting at a good spot in a good division. I just think they are for real, and they're going to make a run this year.
Did you ever find yourself in a competition within a competition against that quarterback on the other team during a game of matching them to do your part, you know, the stats?
You tried not to, but especially, I don't know if you're referring to Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray playing against each other, former teammates at Oklahoma. But no doubt, I mean, every quarterback wants to go in and throw for a little bit more yards, have a little bit higher completion percentage, and have a better QB rating. So You can try to block that out, and you can try to say, you know, it's just about our team playing well and winning. But I think, you know, at the root of every competitive tussle between two teams, I think down there deep, both those quarterbacks want to have a better statistical day, without a doubt.
But did you find you did that when you faced Roethlisberger, or you faced, you know, whoever, Brady, whoever you were facing on a regular semi-regular basis?
Absolutely. I would go in the locker room, you know, hopefully after a win, and I would get the stat sheet right before I went into my press conference post game. And I would just double check and see where numbers were. So I think it's pretty normal. I would assume just about every quarterback in the league does that.
Yeah. But did you ever have a great game in a loss? Like, can you separate what you did as opposed to what your team did?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, quarterbacks are the only position, and really head coaches are the only guys that are judged on wins and losses, not on how many tackles they had or what their defense finished, you know, categorically at the end of the season. It's about wins and losses. As a quarterback, you're judged. So, you know, at the end of the day, what matters is the win. And then after you get the win, you can, you know, personally look at your own statistics and make sure that you had better numbers than your opponent. But it's about the win, no doubt.
What the hell happened to the Miami Dolphins?
They're who we thought they were. I mean, a lot of people got, you know, jumped on the bandwagon, got excited about that team, got excited about Brian Flores. And, you know, he's the first, you know, Bill Belichick understudy to go on and have success. He hadn't had success yet. I mean, that team was really sexy preseason because they had all the draft picks. They had all the cap space. They're still not a very good football team.
You know, they got a gift win against New England, and now they've lost five in a row. Then you lose to Jacksonville in London, and they don't have their first-round pick. Philadelphia has that. I mean, that's a tough situation to be. And then I don't even know if they're all in on Tua because, you know, right?
They're not. Yeah, they're simply not. I mean, they thought the Deshaun Watson trade, I think it looks like it, and it seems like everything was pointing towards them being able to acquire Deshaun this offseason. Obviously, that didn't happen because of all the off-the-field stuff going on in Deshaun's life. But, you know, I think they realized pretty early on that Tua might not be the right guy. That's why you saw Ryan Fitzpatrick playing early on. And now you're seeing some real struggle. So I think that Deshaun Watson trade, they were eyeing that. They were hoping that happened. It didn't. So, I mean, they can have all the first-round picks and they can have all the cap room, but if you don't have your QB of the future, then you're still going to be constantly looking for him and wanting him, trying to trade for him, trying to draft him, whatever it may be in the future of Miami. But I just don't see Tua being the guy there long-term.
He's Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, who joins us every Monday. The difference between college and pros, we hear this a lot. In college, you throw to the guy who's open. In the pros, you have to throw a guy open. Explain that difference, and how long did it take for you to be able to understand that concept?
Yeah, in college, I mean, you have the ability to sit back and wait for a receiver to get open and then throw it. So that the receiver, once he gets the top of his route and breaks in or out, can get his eyes back to the quarterback and see the ball coming at him. That's because in college, most guys in the back end run 4.5 to 4.6, 40-yard dash. And so when you get to the NFL, just about everybody on the back end runs 4.3 to 4.4, which means all of those windows are smaller. The ball can't be in the air for very much longer because defensive backs are closing on it. So you have to know that your receiver is getting up to 10 yards and he's breaking in, and you need to throw that ball when he's about 7 or 8 yards past the line of scrimmage into his route, so that when he rounds those last 2 yards and is coming in, he will not see the ball come off your fingertips. He will turn his head to the quarterback and the ball will be about halfway to him. In the NFL and in college, you know, that small difference in a 40-yard dash time means those windows close extremely fast and guys are only open for really a very short period of time. And in college, you see, you know, you watch Oklahoma play, you see guys running, you know, wide open, butt naked down the middle of the field. You just do not see that at the NFL level. That's the difference between when you have guys that run 4.3 in college and you're playing against guys that run 4.6. Once you get to the NFL, everybody's running 4.3, 4.4. So those windows and those butt-naked receivers aren't running wide open down the middle of the field.
That's just a football term, right? Butt-naked?
Butt naked, yeah. Every coach uses it.
Oh, they do?
You can use it too, Dan. Yeah,
oh, cool. Okay. All right. So give me another term I haven't heard.
That's clean.
No.
That's a tough one.
What do you mean that's clean?
That's, you know, family friendly.
Yeah, but like,
I'm assuming this is Disney-ish. Aren't we on ESPN, Disney?
No, we're not. We're on Peacock.
Peacock. There you go. Butt naked open. Or if we're on Peacock, can I say wide ass open?
Yeah, you can. Sure. Why not?
Okay. So that works too.
I think that's a show on Peacock. Wide ass open. Okay. Yeah. You know, you start to look at Dak Prescott and you come off that injury. And we talked about this before where you can't think about the injury. And it seems like he's pretty comfortable in whatever. I don't like him throwing 50 times. It feels like they're a whole lot better when they run more than they pass. But what did you make of Dak Prescott?
I think he's throwing the ball better than I've seen him throw the ball in the first 5 years of his career. He threw on the run, working his way up to the line of scrimmage, a high angle corner route that was one of the most beautiful balls I've seen throw this season. You're not seeing any lingering issues in his or his confidence, any lingering issues confidence wise and stepping up in the pocket, moving around. I've seen him break numerous tackles. He's not, you know, gingerly moving around. You know, he's not overly concerned. You can tell, you know, as you know, year one post-surgery, there's always going to be naturally some things holding you back. But as far as when he hits the grass and it's Sunday, he looks really confident in the stability of his leg. He looks really confident in the guys around him. He's playing with a smile on his face. I mean, there's no more pressure than a quarterback's playing under than Dak Prescott in Dallas for the Cowboys. So, I mean, he just looks back. He looks healthy. It's really fun to watch.
Did people taunt, like this whole taunting rule? And how players respond. Did you ever taunt when you were in the NFL?
Not really. I mean, it was talking trash. You know, the fun part of talking trash is they're trying to kind of wipe that off the game. You know, you think back to like one of my favorite players to watch ever was Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers would only be moving backwards if he were playing in today's game. I mean, he talked more than anybody, and I guess you can call it taunted, but it was just talking trash, and it was part of the game. It was fun. Back in my day, I mean, Chad Ochocinco sent a box of Pepto-Bismol to Cleveland before we were playing Cleveland. He sent us the deep. Is that taunting? Can you get a 15-yard penalty on Thursday if you send Pepto-Bismol to the Cleveland Browns? Getting out of control.
What's Phillip Rivers saying on the field?
It's all clean. I've never heard him curse. I've yet to hear him curse, but he's just having fun. I mean, that's the game. You're allowed to talk. You used to be allowed to talk. You know, there was always some razzing going back and forth, and now it looks like and feels like they're trying to get rid of it. But I think Phillip would have a number of fines going into week seven. Is it six now? Week seven?
Seven. But so he would just say, you know, you can't stop us, or, you know, you can't, you know, gosh dang it, you can't sack me, or.
Yeah, or hey, don't try to bring that Will Free safety blitz on me, and he throws it the other way for a touchdown. I mean, he was always constantly talking, and that's what got him going, and it pissed off guys on the other side of the ball. But that's the way that I grew up playing football in the game I knew. Today's game, they're just trying to get rid of it, and it is what it is.
Okay, but when a guy sacks you and he stands over you and then walks over you, like that always bothered me. That's where I want to like reach my hand up and, you know, hit you in the groin if you step over me. Did you ever?
Yeah, that's really disrespectful. At the end of the day, you're getting into being a respectful player by, you know, I don't think there's anything disrespectful about talking trash. But when you stand over a player or spike the ball in their face or do the Allen Iverson, Tyronn Lue, where he walked over him after he hit that three-pointer, like that's starting to cross the line of being disrespectful. I think that's what they're trying to get out of the way and get out of the game. Unfortunately, when the league decides to get rid of something, they decide to get rid of it entirely. So you're not allowed to talk to any other player in the field that's not one of your team members. They're just trying to wipe it out of the game, unfortunately.
Great to talk to you as always, Carson. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.